sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Hey.
Howdy, howdy.
The old Sting. I'm confused.
Yeah, we're back. You've lost your sponsorship, so. Yeah, really.
It's taken me a while to like figure it out.
We're sorry, we've lost the.
The most observant, am I?
I mean, but who doesn't want Mikey Havoc singing Sustaining Alive?
In their lives. I'm a big fan as well, so.
Number one.
I feel pretty privileged.
Numero uno. Mikey Havoc. Now, Rita Steele, we're talking Earth Day or Earth Run Out of Resources Day?
Earth Overshoot Day.
Earth Overshoot Day.
Yeah.
What is it?
So this is the number of days in a year where we've been living within our biocapacity of the Earth. And then from Overshoot Day onwards, we're now using up resources and or biocapacity that isn't there.
Oh, they've figured this down to a year. I see. To make it a bit more simple for everyone to follow.
You know how you have the tax day where it's like, up until now, you know, we've paid off the taxes, and from now on, it's, you know, like, this is kind of like this kind of metaphorical concept of where we, how many days of the year we live on borrowed time.
I totally understand where you're coming from. Yeah, I just like, yeah, cool. I like how they've done it.
It's like living on credit. We're like,
it's exactly, it's like living on a credit card, I guess. So yeah, and we hit that 2 days ago.
Yes,
so
smashed it. Good. Nice one, team. No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So there's,
don't want to hit all the
some
targets.
Some bad news and some good news in that. So the global footprint is calculated using UN statistics. So it's a pretty rough measure, I think, because there's lots of things that aren't included at a very micro level. So if anything, it's pretty conservative. Like, it's like, well, you know, we've probably actually overshot a little bit before this, but, you know, we'll use the UN statistics. And to give people an idea of what biocapacity actually means, that's the Earth's ability to renew resources and assimilate our pollutants. So that's kind of like the official term of biocapacity. Mm. And what they do is, they kind of take, it's called global hectares, which is like the amount of land that's required for that to happen. And then they put that against all the different countries. And it's really interesting because in New Zealand we have about just over 10 global hectares, which basically means that we need 10 global hectares, and we use about 5.6 global hectares per person. So we're in New Zealand. We use a lot more than we should. We should use one.
I'm going to have a shot at something here, which I may or may not be on point with. But there's a graph on the Earth Overshoot Day website which says country overshoot days in 2020, and it says that if everyone in the world led the lifestyle that we do in New Zealand, that we would have run out of resources on the 5th of May.
Yes.
It's just sort of pretty over 4 sad. Months of the year. We're like obviously gobbling up the resources here in New Zealand comparatively.
Yes. Yep. So we're number 31 on the planet. If you look at somewhere like America, they're using 8.2 hectares. So the way that this works is that one global hectare would be is one Earth, so we want to aim for one, if that makes sense.
What is it, what in particular is it, just us eating heaps of red meat and
it
drinking
sounds
lots of milk?
Like it sounds like it might be actually we're probably not the most efficient at using our land, whereas other places have got it down to an art where they're using the land so
is it because we're exploiting
but
it
actually,
so much
that actually means that they're doing like quite destructive style of
or importing a lot of stuff. Is also like the US import a lot of meat.
Right.
And meat is a really heavy land use resource. So you cut down a lot of forest to make pasture land, unless you're eating kangaroo. For the most part, we eat beef. So that's cutting down a lot of forest, which sequesters carbon. So unfortunately, beef is a really gnarly one. And same with dairy, which is not in our favour in New Zealand because we make a lot of dairy. We also just live really high, well, you know, it's a student population, so I shouldn't say we, but, you know, on a whole, New Zealand lives quite a high, you know, end lifestyle. So just the amount of meat we eat, the amount we travel, you know, even local travel is quite far. You know, it builds up quite a lot. So that's kind of what falls us down. A lot of clothing is a really bad one as well. So, you know, that whole fast fashion movement. What's going in our favour is that we do have renewable energy, which is really, for the most part. Just bear in mind when I say we have renewable energy, that's for things like our electricity, which is only about, and I haven't written this down, but from memory, it's about 20 or 30% of our total energy use. That actually things like gas, you know, petrol for your car, you know, things that drive machinery, that kind of thing, isn't renewable in New Zealand. So when we say we're 99% renewable energy, we're not. We're 99% renewable electricity.
Mm.
It's quite different. So I just wanted to point out, though, that it's a really interesting trend this year because of COVID. So what we've seen is this has been done annually since, like, the 60s or 70s. In 1970, and what they do is they normally say the date and then they go back and just double-check it afterwards. So they kind of forecast it based on the data they have, and then at the end they relook at it. So any of the past data is actually really, really accurate. So in 1970, we overshot on December the 29th. So that gives you an idea of when hit that our living standards in general in the 70s is sort of what we're kind of aiming for.
That would have been a bit more like meat.
I graduated high school.
Meat like once a week would have been a bit more
globally, right? This is kind of like a balancing act where some of the countries in the world are
consuming far less
than us, though.
Mm. Yes, yeah, it is about a global balancing act, and unfortunately, that's the issue here is that we in the Western world live a really, really, really high standard. We have a really high standard of living, and then of course the developing nations they look up to us and they want to live like us, which is totally fair enough. If they did that, we would completely collapse our ecosystem and biocapacity. So we need to take it's not a popular opinion, but we need to take a drop in our living standards so that these people can, you know, survive, basically.
That's kind of the argument for sort of Africa and whatnot with all the oil that they have. They're being told that they're not allowed to sort of pull it out of the ground because we've realized that it's bad. And it's kind of rank, man. It's like we've had a real grunty run at it and they're not allowed to use the resources that they live on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, oil's probably a bad example because it's quite complicated and political and the money and that comes from oil doesn't go back to the people anyway. But yes, in general, the resources that we all of a sudden say, you need to cap your carbon is really unfair because, or you can't cut down your forests, you know, those sorts of things are really unfair.
Well, if people are living on a land with a lot of oil available, generally that place does become actually quite wealthy, but there is obviously comes a lot with the corruption as well, but I just think it's really rank how countries can tell another country not to do something because
I think you know, if you look at that,
they haven't had a chance, you know.
The you know what, I actually really need to cover Agenda 21 because I know there's a lot of conspiracy around it, but actually...
Oh, we've had enough conspiracy today, actually.
We're not going to cover conspiracies, but if you read that document, that is actually very much so about giving everyone the right to water, to education, to kind of a roof over their heads. So it's protecting those people that have had nothing for a long time against things like, oh, hey, we need to cap carbon... And you guys aren't allowed to have that much carbon because we need it. So, and that's not very fair. It's not fair, you know. The funny thing is that what we've been seeing is this increasing, you know, our annual overshoot day has been getting earlier and earlier. So, like I say, December 29th in the 70s. 99, when I graduated high school, it was September the 29th.
So we're at like half a year now.
Yeah, and then in 2019, it was July the 29th.
John scratching
So what's
his
interesting
chin.
Is we've been pushing that date, and then this year, because of COVID, we've actually bought another 3 weeks. And that kind of shows you how bad this situation is, that we've shut down half the world for, it's probably not half the world, that is not a scientific number, but we've shut down a bunch of stuff for a long time, and we've only bought ourselves 3 weeks.
Mm.
When I saw that, I freaked out. I went, wow. So we
But it's kind of the same as binge drinking, right? We shouldn't be doing it like that anyway. It should be sustainable.
Totally.
Like choices.
We really need something that is going to reset how we view our lives and our consumerism. And I think it's being forced upon us. I think that COVID is doing it. And don't get me wrong, you know, I really like living the lifestyle I live, but I'm very aware that it's something that probably won't be there for much longer, and I think that's something we probably all need to come to terms with. I'm not talking about going out and having to like forage for food, you know, it's not going to be that bad, but you know, the days of being able to, you know, eat prawns and whenever you want, or you know, going and buying raspberries or something that, you know, out of season, you know, does probably need to come to
What about my San Francisco oranges that I like so much?
What about what would be the top three things we would need to do to get us to a point where the Earth is more sustainable and we're not living on credit the whole time?
Eat your firstborn.
Well, one of the big things that they say is to not have as many children. So,
I kind of made a little joke about that.
Okay, less children.
I don't really like that concept because it's very arbitrary. It's like, have one less child. It's like, well, what if you wanted 10
well,
or 9
hey,
now?
China
like,
did it for us. Now it's our turn to give back to China.
Yeah, totally. I mean, look, I'm all for, you know, some sort of encouragement to have. But New Zealand doesn't have that problem. We have, you know,
aging
we don't
population.
Even replace ourselves.
Yes, yep.
Should we be taking on more refugees? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think our... For us as a country to do something to help the situation, we have to look at diversifying what we grow.
Are you telling us to grow hemp and or weed?
Yeah, you know, I'm just mindful that we just need to be really careful that we just don't create another industry that's a boom industry that creates monoculture and the issues that come with it. But we need to be looking
at... Are you talking about Jurassic Park, perhaps?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen Jurassic Park permaculture.
Well, it's just basically a little island, and they have dinosaurs on it and stuff.
Ah.
And the dinosaurs are real cool, and everyone's cool.
I mean, I saw it when I was a kid, but I don't know. We could have mowers cruising around. That would be pretty cool.
I went to Jurassic Park by myself. I took a day off and went to Jurassic Park, and it was amazing. And basically what it is, it's a big park. It's kind of like a zoo, but on a whole island, which could be the North or the South Island. That's fine. And people just learn to live with the beasts.
That was gone very far down the rabbit hole here.
Okay, no monoculture. No monoculture. We need
we can feed the cows to T-Rex and stuff.
Integrated ecosystem.
The stegosaurus can eat the hemp.
We need to start living within our biocapacity. So that involves things like not eating as much meat if you want to do something, you know, once a week. If you do eat meat, chicken is better than beef. What else can you do? That's a very, very big one. Buy local is probably the next one, you know. Try to buy, and I'm a shocker. We buy frozen berries here. It's terrible, and I think about how far they've come. That's something that we'll cut out because it's just you know, not great for the world.
Are they frozen here, or are they frozen in another place?
They're frozen in another place.
Okay, well, that's good. At least we're not using the power to freeze them.
Locally made cell phones, laptops, and desktop computers.
I don't see that happening. But we could bring back... I mean, there was a New Zealand-made car at one point. I forget what it was called, but apparently it was real rank. But we do used to build cars in New Zealand as well. Like, that's my Hunter was built here.
My gut feel is the car situation is going to sort itself out. I reckon we're going to move to self-driving cars that we don't own, that you just use a car when you need it and it comes and sorts you out.
You're talking AI 50 years on type
stuff.
Yeah,
man. You don't even know where you need. You don't even need to know where you want to go. It just tells you. It's like, I know your mind.
I'm not keen on that, actually.
Look, there's a lot we can do, but the biggest one is get prepared, because I genuinely think that it's not going to be much of a choice for us. in the future. I think, you know, in the next sort of 20 years, where something, either COVID and the fallout that happens from it, or if it's not that, it's going to be our biodiversity crisis or our climate crisis, is going to make the decision for us. So, you know, it's about getting prepared for it and realising what the value is in things that isn't monetary. You know, that would be the only thing I can really say. Sorry, I hope that wasn't too depressing.
That's good, that's good. I'm stocking up on canned food as we speak and building my bomb shelter.
I've just friended Jason Kirison on Facebook, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Can we be neighbours?
Biodome! All right. Hey, Rita, thank you very much for chatting to us this evening. We will touch base with you next week.
Sounds good. See you guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.